Hey, Portland. Welcome to the 5:33. These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
U.S. death row prisoner chose cigarette over last meal. Prison refused, saying it was harmful to health. Then he was electrocuted a few hours later. Nicholas Lee Ingram longed for a final cigarette instead of a meal in his final days back in 1995. It was denied because it was deemed unhealthy. The crazy thing is, a few hours later, they gave him the electric chair.
They were afraid he was going to get lung cancer or something?
I don't know.
Okay, let's talk this out. I think I've come up with a solution where everybody wins. You give them the cigarette, but not the lighter.
These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Russian court finds Google $2 decillion.
$2 decillion?
Yeah, it's so many zeros.
That's a real number?
That is a real number. It is, just to put that number in perspective, the World Bank estimates the global GDP is around $100 trillion. This would be almost 2,000 times more.
So Google got fined 2,000 times more than the total amount of money on planet Earth.
Right, by Russia, yes.
For what?
For withholding their posts, right? Like they were deleting off things that they...
Oh, all their fake...
Yeah, right.
Stuff on social media and stuff like that. Well, who was the judge? Dr. Evil? I fine you $2 decillion.
These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Arizona man stored his deceased father in a freezer for years to keep their home. So
what?
Says police.
Ah, that's creepy.
Joseph Hill put his deceased father's body in a freezer and moved it around the state for 4 years, all to keep a roof over his head. He, of course, has violated many laws and is now in
because,
custody.
Like, the house was under his dad's name
right,
or whatever,
right.
So he didn't want to report that he was dead.
Sure.
Well, reverse mortgage companies hate this one trick.